Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with Mum at her house. It's an autumnal morning.
Yes, darling.
We're doing brunch.
A bit late lunch rather than... late brunch, really.
Early lunch.
A light early lunch.
And we've got a person that I've never been in the room with.
So the only wish way, you had.
Well, I mean, every singer, I think, is intrigued by this person. So the way that I get to go in the room with Max Martin is if I invite him round to my mum's house in Clapham for some salmon. Max Martin is the third most successful songwriter in the world ever under John Lennon and Paul McCartney. I'm going to sing some songs to you.
Go on.
Quit playing games with my heart. That was a bit out of tune.
Who's that? Britney?
No.
Who?
Backstreet Boys.
So he's been going a long time.
I'm stronger. Wow. I really need to practice the older scales. Brittany.
I know one.
What?
I can't feel my face when I... Is it that one?
Yes.
<Yeah.
laughs> Yes. Also, Mum, a little bit of trivia for people that may not know that Max Martin penned five bad boys that are ready to rock you, blow your mind, so you gotta get into five. What you waiting for? If you want a 3, 2, 1, let's do it.
Who
bit more of a
that?
Kind of, you know.
Who sings that, darling?
Left wing. Five.
Oh, from way back.
Yeah. He's been going for a while.
So what's NSYNC. His latest hits?
Oh, Blinding Lights, The Weeknd.
So he's written a lot of Weeknd stuff.
Yeah. I Kissed a Girl. Worked with our mate Benny. Benny loves him, says he's his boy. Did
he
that.
He doesn't sound like a boy, darling. How old do you
a
think
boy,
he is?
A boy, B-O-I.
Okay.
He's 50.
Oh, right.
He's not a boy. He's not a boy, not yet. That's another song of his, okay. But anyway. Anyway, he's basically written a lot of good songs. Shake It Off, Taylor, Ed Sheeran.
I thought Taylor only wrote all her own songs.
Anyway, basically, you go in with Max Martin, you're coming out with a banger.
Well, why haven't you been in with him?
Mum, it's a bit Fort Knox. Like, you can't get to Max Martin.
Schmooze today.
He's a bit like a head chef.
Is that why we've got him on?
My management would say yes. I'm more interested in his new musical that he's done called Anne Juliet, which incorporates all his hits within the story of Romeo and Juliet.
I know what it's about, darling.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you want to just take a rest whilst you're... Sorry. So, you know, if Max Martin wasn't enough for you, we've got another announcement.
I'm so excited.
We are...
across the pond.
We are doing our first live shows in the States. Lenny is going to Hollywood.
Darling, it's where I belong.
I think it is. We're doing a 4-night residency at the Masonic Lodge at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. People like Arctic Monkeys play there, Mum.
What is that?
It's quite morbid, isn't it?
Am I going there because I'm a bit old?
Mum, I'm taking you to the cemetery and leaving you there. Gosh. No, we are doing live shows. We are so excited and we can't wait to see you. Tickets are on sale this Friday, the 3rd of December at 9 a.m. Pacific time. It's 4 nights from the 10th to the 13th of April. Don't miss out. I think they're quite intimate shows. You snooze, you lose. It's Lenny and Jessie going to Hollywood, baby. So, what have you made, Mum?
I've done poached salmon.
Yeah.
I've done pink eggs.
Pray do tell why.
They're pickled in beetroot and vinegar, and they're pink.
No shit, Sherlock. Jesus.
And they look very nice. And I've done...
Why have you done this? Because who have you just been with
the
last week?
So I've been with your sister.
You look really pale, Mum. You must go on holiday,
darling,
again.
I think I need a booster. I've been with your sister
yeah.
in the Bahamas, because that's the only place we could meet.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, it was tough. And she told me that she made a light lunch for someone. She made poached salmon with pink eggs and a herb salad. And that's exactly what I've done.
How was the food in Bahamas?
Awful.
Oh.
Terrible.
So you haven't brought anything back for us to try on the podcast?
Well, I tried to get you some guava jam. Everywhere was shut, Jess. It was out of season.
Oh.
So all the places that we wanted to go to, that you know Hannah's very good at researching places that we should go to, couldn't go. Shut.
Oh.
I don't know why they call it out of season, because I can tell you, if Blackpool can keep going with the illuminations in October and it's -2 and it's raining and the Bahamas is 30 degrees with the odd cloud, I don't know why they don't keep going.
So I'm very intrigued about how, you know, they talk about the formula with how pop formula is applied. And it's like the Swedes are amazing at pop music. And I wonder whether he's a good chef and whether he applies the same formula too.
God, does he cook?
I don't know.
Shit.
I'm interested whether there is this correlation between like him in the kitchen with how he writes a song. Maybe that's me just scraping the barrel. I don't know. But yeah, Max Martin coming up on Table Manners.
Do you know, I had a Swedish boyfriend once. Well, I didn't have a Swedish boyfriend. I had a Swedish love affair with a man called Bjorn Schiffs, who is quite famous in Sweden,
He's
I
very famous in Sweden.
Yeah. Who is he?
I met him in Ibiza and he asked me to move to Sweden to live with him. I was gorgeous then with long hair, longer than yours.
Wow.
And why didn't you go?
I was bloody 17. My mother and father would have had a nervous breakdown. I think he was about 23, 24.
Hmm. What does he do?
He was beautiful.
What did he do?
He's a singer.
Oh!
And he was so gorgeous.
And he's also the guy who was the first Swede to have a number one on the Billboard Hot 100 list in America.
Well, that's a nice segue, Max. Mm. Max Martin.
Yes.
You're here doing your first podcast.
My very first.
We've already offered you wine.
Mm-hmm.
It is just past 12.
Yeah.
We haven't got Earl Grey for you, I'm sorry. So you've got a black tea.
12 is in noon.
Noon?
Yes.
Sundown somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktail time somewhere. Anyway, it's a pleasure to have you in Clapham before you get on a plane somewhere. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I mean, for me to be meeting you in my mother's kitchen, there's no musical instruments around. Like, this is a surreal way to meet Max Martin, one of the greatest songwriters of our time. But I'm very happy. I've heard a lot of myths around that. Like, you know, you hear about Max.
Really?
But I did text my two mates. I text two mates that work with you. And I was like, we've got Max Martin doing the podcast. And he was like, Benny Blanco says hi.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're his boy.
Okay.
And we work together a lot.
He
loves you. This is just very surreal. But it's really nice to have you. Now, I mean, this is the podcast that we talk about food a lot. We talk about family. We'll get onto music stuff, maybe, if we've got time. Mum's already telling you about Swedish boyfriends.
Famous Swedish.
Yeah. See, I just want you to be impressed.
Yeah.
I
am very impressed.
I
My
knew
mother
you would
loved
be.
Him. Handsome guy.
Yes,
no?
Handsome.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll remember. Maybe he'll listen to this because he's a fan of Max.
We met
him
in
Ibiza.
He
doesn't remember that he's a fan of you too.
Yeah. It was a brief 3-day romance.
Why were you in Ibiza? Were you in Ibiza with Mormor and Gaga?
No, with a friend called Ruth. It was nice.
I love Ibiza. Love it.
Do you spend half your time in Sweden and half your time in LA?
Actually, before this happened,
yeah.
I'm not going to say the name of it. I spent most of my time in LA this past 10 years, I would say.
Do you like it?
Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I do. If you have a... How do I say it? I got out there when I was kind of a grown-up and had a family and could sort of put food on the table and all that stuff and had a purpose. I don't envy really young people coming out there looking for their dream. That seems really hard. I didn't have to do that. And, you know, we had a lot of friends there, like a lot of Swedes.
Mm.
So it was kind of easy for us to get a life there.
Why were the Swedes already there? Were they all in music? Were they like your music mates?
Okay. Yeah, a lot of Swedes in music over there. And there's a lot of Swedes in LA in general. We even played, have you heard about floorball?
No.
It's called innebandy in Swedish, no?
Is it a Swedish thing?
It's a sport. It's indoor hockey with a little ball. I think it's big in like Sweden, Finland, and Switzerland, but it's huge in Sweden. But we were able to get a team together so we could play twice a week. And, you know.
And do you play against Americans?
They don't know what that is. They have no idea what that is.
Are they up for it?
You know, we've had a few artists play. Like Harry was there. Mr. Styles played with us. And it was like, then it was obviously a celebrity floorball.
Right, okay, yeah.
Which was exciting. He was actually really good.
He's just good at everything, isn't he?
I know.
Charming, handsome, great singer.
I know. Young.
Oh, young.
I hate those people.
The best flirt in the world, Harry Styles.
I know.
He'd flirt with a wall and he'd... Yeah, he's amazing.
He got me, so yeah.
I didn't know. Did you? So you work with him?
Not as in the studio work with him, but right. we listen to music together. He would, play him his record, and I would tell him what I thought, and he would ignore it and be very successful.
Well, okay, so let's take it back to Sweden. You grew up in Sweden.
Yes.
What was around the dinner table? Who was cooking the meals?
Actually, my dad did most of the cooking, which was weird at the time. This is like early 70s, 50 years old, you know.
Me tell you.
Thank you. No, but it was very, I would say it was traditional, kind of meat and potato kind of stuff, but good. Home cooked. He would make bread and it was.
So which town?
So here's the thing. If you would ask me where I'm from, I would say I'm from Stockholm.
Yeah.
If a native Stockholm person would ask me, they wouldn't think I was from Stockholm. Where I'm sort of
suburbs?
Farm Stockholmer, if that makes any sense. There's a thing in Sweden where you're either inside the cow border or outside the cow border.
Okay.
I was definitely outside the cow border.
Was your dad a farmer then?
My dad was a cop.
A policeman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Stockholm?
In Stockholm, yes.
So your dad was a cop, mm-hmm. and did your mum work?
Yeah, she was a teacher.
So, I mean, you've probably been asked this so many times, but actually you haven't done that in many interviews, so now no. I'm going to have to ask you.
Fire away.
So who was musical in your family?
Well, I thought about this, because it wasn't like none of my relatives were musicians or anything like that. Mm. But we did have a piano in the house.
Right.
My mother was in like a choir, but it wasn't like, let me teach you about anything like that. No, mm. None of that. So, but I found the piano and started just, playing away on it.
How old were you?
I don't know, 9, maybe. Okay. 8, 9, 10, something like that. And then I found Kiss, the band.
Yeah.
And that became my life. My older brother was totally into them and, all the posters. And if you don't know Kiss, but it was all about the merchandise.
Mm.
And I fell in love with that. So then sort of the dream of becoming a rock star, I guess, evolved in my 10-year-old brain. So that kind of led into, practicing, getting into bands and all of that stuff. Yeah.
So you played in bands first?
Yeah. So this whole thing started with the dream of being a rock star.
But basically. Now you're kind of, I think you're a rock star.
You do?
I do, but the music that you put out, I mean, it's fantastic. It's not necessarily Kiss, or it's like the greatest pop music.
No, but what it has, well, thank you for saying that, first of all. But it has what Kiss sort of, for some reason, I love the sort of the worldwide appeal of them, the sort of the larger than life part of their sort of mystery.
Mm.
So I think you can see... They're definitely influenced me in that way to write choruses that everyone can sort of sing along to and all that stuff. Definitely comes from that time.
What was the name of your band?
Which band?
Oh. Okay. All right. The first one.
The first band was called Today.
Today?
Yeah. Hmm. Not tonight.
Not today.
It's like
very current.
With the
very current. Very rock and roll, Max.
I know.
So what was the second band?
Second,
why did you break up? Why did the big band break up?
So the Today thing, there was one cool element to it. We thought was that we wrote two with a number two.
I mean, that was pretty you were ahead of the game.
That's quite good.
Prince used to do it. Had no idea who Prince was at the time, but yeah. So my next band, this band was out in beyond the cow border, sort of farmer Stockholm land.
That's a good band name, Beyond the Cow Border.
Wow,
I don't know. Maybe it's a good country song. I don't know.
I wonder how it sounds in Swedish.
I'll give you that one, Max.
Okay, so hold on. But is it amazing beyond the cow border or inside the cow border? What's the angle of the song?
I think beyond the cow border.
The country song is definitely beyond.
I think, yeah, and I think it's a positive.
If it's Pet Shop Boys, it might be inside.
I like this. Yes, yeah. very good. Okay. We're just developing a new idea. Maybe we're going to set up a band in a bit.
How much time you got?
Listen, until you... I'll get on the plane with you, babe.
Okay.
Second band.
So then a friend, you know, who was in the city heard about... And I was about 15 or 16 at the time. And I think I was sort of semi-good for my age, if I was told.
Yeah.
And then I got a chance to... They were like, oh, this, you know, Stockholm band is looking for a singer. So I went to... audition, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I got that job, although there was no money involved, but it was kind of a job. And that band was called It's Alive. A little better. And then I stayed with them for a long time. I was until actually the band It's Alive got signed to a record label finally after. So I started at 16. So when I was like 22. Or 21 or 22, we got signed to this label called Sharon Records. That was out of the Sharon Studios, where then I met my mentor, Dennis Pop, who was a pop producer, who did like Ace of Base and Dr. Alban and all these like 90s sort of pop. He was like a big deal back then. So that's when I fell in love with studio work, because I got to use their studio and stuff. So, and then I quit the band, started working with him.
You have children.
I do.
How many do you have?
I'm a one-hit wonder. I have one daughter.
Does she think you're cool? Is she interested in music? Are you kind of like, please don't go into music, or are you quite enthusiastic about the idea of her? Because I feel like I've been a bit pushy. I've got three kids, and my eldest is 5, and I've made her stop playing the piano. Well, I didn't make her. She's enjoying it, I think. From like the age of 4, she started.
I wonder if she would say the same in a separate room.
Her teacher's really cool.
Okay.
And she really likes it. But I know I'm being slightly pushy, but it's more because I wished I had an instrument. I'm kind of basically projecting all my ambitions that I should have done an instrument. Is your daughter interested in what you do?
Well, it's kind of annoying with her because she grew up in the business.
Yeah.
She's been around it her whole life.
So she's born in LA.
No, she's born in Sweden, but I was already sort of going. She's 20 now. But I had been doing it for maybe when she was born, I'd already been doing it for almost 10 years, producing and all that. So the annoying part of it is that she has a great ear. She's super musical. She can sing. She has a great voice and all that stuff. But she's also into fashion. So she's like torn with these between these two things. She now works for a magazine, like a big, fashion thing. And as their music expert, I guess it's called. To me, it's like some, you know, again, going back to what you were saying, like I meet so many people like, I wish I knew how to play an instrument. Mm-hmm. I think you're actually doing the right thing to kind of semi-force it, because you will have so much fun with it, whether it's, you know, professional or not, it's a gift.
See, do you think I wasn't forceful enough about playing
the piano? I think you got me the wrong piano teacher that stunk of tuna mayonnaise, and like it's just like he was an alcoholic and he wasn't the greatest, most inspiring teacher.
He was kind though.
He was drunk.
Okay. I didn't notice.
Not
that.
All people are kind when they're drunk.
I thought that he was just elderly.
At least you found a nice drunk.
Yeah. He was kind. He also went to chapels. Chapels is quite famous in London.
Okay.
They buy sheet music. Of course, no one needs that anymore, I suppose. Yeah. Did people use sheet music anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
But if you write a song and then you publish the music, you've got to write the music down, surely.
I guess.
Or you just put it on Spotify. I don't know.
Okay.
So how'd you get your publishing deals?
Do we sound like Philistines? I don't know.
Hang on a minute.
No.
I want to do a cover of The Weeknd.
Right.
They got on YouTube.
I know, and I want the music to get backing.
I'd love to see you do a cover of
I can't
Weeknd.
Feel my face.
How would you do it, though?
Well, no.
Would you be true to the original? Or would you like make
probably.
It your own
thing?
Would
you do your own interpretation, Mum?
No, I'm not.
The Ibiza version.
But how would someone backing me know how to do the music? Would they just hear it?
Some people do it by ear. Some
so
people
everyone does
sheet.
It by ear. No one writes sheet
well,
music
Well, it
anymore.
Depends, because the stuff that I'm involved with is usually pretty simple and won't take much, to be honest. If you were to do like an ABBA song, for instance, I think you would need, you might need some help.
Yeah, all the kind of orchestra.
Is their music very complicated?
Well, I think ABBA, they did something amazing. Well, they're still doing it from what I'm told. Is that they had this, here's the thing. If you, I've been to like New Year's Eve parties and they're like, oh, someone's playing, you know, a lot of my friends are musicians and we're like, oh, let's sing an ABBA song. And someone sits down at the piano like, all right, let's play Happy New Year. And you start playing it thinking you know it because it's simple, right? Mm, yeah. We all know it. But then once you start like trying to play it on the piano, it's like, oh, wait, hold on. And it takes like 45 minutes and everyone's sort of tired.
Stop singing.
Yeah, because it's really, they had this, my point is that they had this amazing ability to make something kind of complex, very user-friendly for us, the common man, so to speak.
To listen to.
Yeah, to listen to. It's actually pretty complex.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Now, this is a food podcast, amongst other things, mm-hmm. but I like the idea that the kind of Max Martin ensemble of people that work with you, you're like the head chef. You can be an executive producer. You're the head chef. You've got your sous chefs. Sometimes people aren't going to taste the Max Martin. Maybe they won't taste your meal. Okay, maybe this isn't a great analogy.
No, go ahead.
But you know what I mean? There's a kind of, some people will work with Max Martin, but they won't necessarily work with you directly. Mm. Or will they? Or will you always sprinkle a little Max Martin on everything that happens in your...
So people have a tendency of thinking, just because it's done sort of in the premises, that it's made by me.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of times they say, oh, it's just made just only by him.
Yeah.
Which is, and I, you know, I try to make sure that's not the case, but it seems to be, if there's a name that they recognize, and it's, even if it's just on the door, they'd be like, oh yeah, that guy wrote everything. So it's, I think it's more of other people's perception of that. If I'm involved, I'm involved. If I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's more the business, it's kind of dumb like that. The same way, you know, if you have like a, you know, a big director or someone attached to a movie, that will be the first name they project, made by so-and-so. And then if you read the fine print, it's like, well, actually the person just made them coffee or whatever, you know?
I mean, you know, we do these podcasts and we have lunch or breakfast or dinner with people, and they're strangers a lot of the time. And it's, you know, it's like a first date, you know? You never know. You don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if you're going to get on. Now, one of my, I've done many first dates with songwriters too. Sometimes they can be horrendous, and I just order food the whole day, and then that's the distraction. Sometimes they are the most magical thing in the world, and you're like, the chemistry is amazing, everything works. I guess, how do you have any like really good icebreakers with how you work with people? Because I know Benny just talks about penises and farts,
right.
And
pooing.
That's his, pooing, penis, and
so
farts.
You do know Benny.
I mean, he's like,
know him well.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But, you know, and me and him...
Tired.
He's always bloody tired, isn't he, when he has to work?
Tired.
It's like, he's just about...
Why is he always tired?
He's not fucking tired. He just doesn't want to bloody do the songwriting for that day. He wants to poop.
He does like food.
He loves food. And I think that's how me and him actually got on... We're better at eating food together than making music together.
Okay.
And that works.
Fair enough.
But, like, are there any icebreakers that you have? And does it involve food? Because for us, you know, food has become this kind of disarming thing.
Right. Icebreakers to... you know, that's a tough one. Because I feel like maybe one of the icebreakers is that I've done it for a long time.
Mm.
So maybe I'm that person in the... I mean, I'm always, these days, the oldest guy in the room, right? So
do you like that?
I don't think about it so much. But I think coming in, having done it, a long, you know, for a long time, sometime can be, you know, I feel like that could be an icebreaker in itself. Because you are nervous. A lot of people that I, you know, especially younger artists, they're nervous. And if there's this one sort of, I don't know, guy that comes in and like, hey, done it a few times, you know, done it a few times. I think that could be a relaxing thing. Maybe, I don't know. Now I'm sort of reviewing myself.
No, I know,
but,
and that's
but
really
it's hard,
uncomfortable
but
for you.
Do
sorry.
You work with bands as well as just individual singers?
Yeah, I did. We just did an album for Coldplay.
I love that new song.
Oh, you do?
Higher Power. It's really good. You did Higher Power. Yeah. It's very catchy. Very good. I really liked it. Really like it.
Well, I've got to ask this. Mm-hmm. Who's your favourite people to work with?
Are you supposed to ask that? I don't know.
I don't care. You can tell me and we don't have to put it in.
I won't name you any names.
Yeah.
Because I love all my children equally.
Okay.
But I can tell you this. I do love working with artists who comes in and where they have a vision.
Okay.
I don't like working with people.
So they know who they are.
Well, yeah. And like that, you know, because it evolved, right? When I started, I used to write a lot of lyrics and stuff when I was in my 20s. If I'm working with Ariana Grande, it's going to be weird if I'm like, you know what? You should be saying this, you 20-something girl that I have no idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. That doesn't work. You have to adapt with the times in that sense. And maybe I will help with other things like melody or production or, you know. I think if anyone is going to be set in front of me, don't say, I'll do anything you want me to do. I can do anything.
That won't work.
Yeah, well,
they've got to have some sense of direction.
Yeah, some kind of, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I need exactly this, but they need to have some kind of, their artistry. I guess what I'm saying is that I'm looking for artistry, that you have some kind of vision what you want to do, that you have some kind of idea of what you are as a person and an artist. I think that goes a long way. And a lot of the people, most people I work with these days have that, you know, like, I mean, The Weeknd, he, you know, I want to put on a red suit and, you know, I mean, his whole visual and all his ideas are amazing, which makes it more artistic and fun to me. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I've got to ask you, why are you in London?
We put together this musical called Anne Juliet.
I know, I've been dying to see it.
You haven't seen
Not
it?
Not yet.
We're going for a...
It's been open for 2 days.
I'm dying to see it. I thought I'd heard about...
It's been in works,
I think you were going to open and then it didn't open because of COVID.
We did open in November before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Fuck, I said it.
Oh, man.
The thing that happened. And then obviously we had to shut down after like 4 months.
Yeah.
And now I came back to see it come alive again. It was amazing. Amazing.
We're going, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so... These are for people that don't know about Anne Juliet. Mm-hmm. Will you explain it? It's your songs, some of your most beloved songs.
Well, so this is the thing that we've been working on for like, I don't know, 8 years or something. My wife came up with the idea of making a musical. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. You know, it's a cool idea. We saw Mamma Mia, you know, it's a good idea to kind of take it to its original. I don't know. There's something about the theater that's like, I feel like it's the original kind of medium of entertainment for some reason. Maybe that, I don't know. I feel that way. And it's also so far away from the glam and this and that sort of you associate with pop music, if you know what I'm saying. But I was very nervous about it because since I am a songwriter, I also have a lot of self-hate and being like insecure. And yeah, you ask anyone, maybe not Benny, but most people have, so my point was like, all right, we need to, if we're doing this, we need to find a story that's the star of the show. And then hopefully my music can be the sort of the icing on the cake to bring it back to food, I guess. So that took a long time to just find the story. And once we found David West Reed, who wrote the story, he was kind of given the whole catalog of songs. And I said, let you try to piece this together if you can. And he did a brilliant job doing that. He actually made it. When I saw it the first time, the first pitch, I was like, it felt like these songs were written for the show.
That's amazing.
Which was kind of
cool. So is it Romeo and Juliet?
It's a twist. It's a Romeo and Juliet with a twist.
I hope it's not got a sad ending.
It does not have a sad ending.
Good.
I think you walk away feeling good.
It's a nice 2 hours of forget the world.
So when are they making the film version?
We're working on that, actually. We're working on it's in the talks.
Who's going to star?
You should have a few cameos as well.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know yet. I do know something, but I do not know if I can talk about it. But it's exciting. It's exciting.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Would you eat something?
I would definitely eat something.
Okay. Shall I get something?
Yes, please, Mum. Whilst Mum gets lunch on the go, I think it's all kind of prepared. You're going on a plane later.
Mm-hmm.
Like plane food?
Do
you bring your own?
I don't bring my own. Today's like, it's back to Sweden and it's sort of after lunch. So you don't have to, I don't worry so much about food on this flight. I'm going to eat when I get back to Stockholm.
And where will you eat when you get to Stockholm? Is there one place that you're like, I need to, I haven't been there for a while. I mean, when was the last time you went to Stockholm?
So, I came to London from Stockholm.
Okay.
So, but I'm really lucky because where I live, across the street, there's this amazing little boutique hotel called Ethem. And they are kind enough to, since we're neighbors, we kind of got to know them. So we get to go there and eat. So I'm actually going there tonight to eat dinner.
Lovely.
Yeah. And it's amazing.
And is your wife with you now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. So you'll go for a little date. Mm-hmm. You'll eat. What kind of food will you eat? I mean, tell me about Swedish. I've been there a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
There's that really nice venue that's in Bern.
Yeah, Burns.
I like that.
Yeah.
You stay in the hotel.
What was it when you were there? Because I haven't been there many, but it was like a mixed Asian thing or something there?
Yeah, no? I don't really remember the food being... It was more the atmosphere of the place that I loved.
Cool.
And the venue was kind of really gilded, like gold and all that. But I can't remember the food. I'm sure the food was really nice. And if they're listening...
I haven't been there, but...
There's quite a lot of mixed fusion, like Asian food. I feel like there's lots of sushi everywhere in Stockholm.
Yeah.
I guess they like fish.
Well, Swedes travel a lot, so there's a lot of different kinds of food. We're missing. I love coming to London to have Indian food. We don't really have a great Indian.
And where do you have it when you're here?
I go to Tamarind Kitchen. It's called.
Oh, where's that? I've not heard of Tamarind Kitchen.
I don't think it's one of those like. I'm not sure it's like.
No, but it's good to know.
It's actually amazing.
Tamarind Kitchen.
Yeah, we're like they know us there now, kind of thing. But yeah. I mean, Swedish food. So what do you want to know about Swedish food?
Well, I want to know, what are you going to order tonight? Is there something that you yearn for when you're in Los Angeles? You've not been to return to Stockholm for long. Are you yearning for meatballs?
Right. Yeah. I could, yeah. Like, I would say,
do
like...
Do the IKEA ones serve a purpose?
I don't think I've ever had IKEA meatballs, to be honest.
Thanks.
I know. But it's like
with the gravy, the creamy gravy.
Do you like it?
I love it with the berries on the side.
Lingon berries, yeah.
I love it. I go to IKEA for the catering.
Oh wow!
They're very good. They're good to have in your freezer. In fact, I should get some. Actually, my kids would probably.
I think
like
they might contain gluten, actually.
Oh yes.
So I think maybe that's why I missed out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And they have hot dogs for like nothing.
Yeah, and love it.
Yeah. But that also contains bread.
Yeah, how long have you been gluten-free for?
Since, 2005, 6 maybe.
Oh, a while then.
Yeah.
It's probably got easier to eat gluten-free now,
no,
right?
No, it's not a problem. I can't complain. And I'm not like celiac. I'm sort of... intolerant. So if I happen to make a mistake, it's not like the end of the world for me. But yeah.
And stone fruits, are they? Is that the end of the world for you?
I don't know. It's that affects my throat.
Oh, right.
So I tend to not do that.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't really that one I'm more careful about, because it's like I sound like I could sing
like an anaphylactic. Is it?
Please forgive me.
Oh,
it gets
wow.
that kind of voice. Sorry, Brian.
It could be quite good on some. I mean, maybe you should do a stone fruit like anthem.
Yeah, or like it's a heartache, Bonnie Tyler.
But that no, kind of, if it's yeah, very painful. Yeah. Mum, this smell reminds me of
when Mum
used to. No, she's. I think she's all right.
Okay.
Mum, this smell of this fish reminds me of like this was like your 90s go-to poached salmon. No, I love it. It's what Mum used to do for big like functions.
Right.
And friends would come over, and I just remember this smell. It's like what is it, Mum? Bay leaves.
Bay leaves
and lemon. Anyway, would you like some herb salad?
I would love some herb salad.
So, what would your last supper be? What would it consist of? You've got a starter, main, dessert, drink of choice.
Okay. Starter, I would probably have some kind of ceviche, I think.
Okay. Any from anywhere that you've had it that you know.
Wow, you're putting me on the spot. There's so I don't know if you know, but I go places to eat. Like I'm totally.
You're not a cook.
No, but I'm very like I love food.
But okay, yeah. so you don't cook, but you love to eat out.
Yeah, I help.
That's great.
I'm the. Is that the sous chef? I guess.
Yeah, I guess you would be the sous chef or the kitchen porter.
Yeah, maybe not sous chef is too high of a rank for me, but maybe like the
you're on the pass, maybe
the person that doesn't matter in the kitchen that sort of chops the onion, and it takes a little too long to do it.
Okay,
that's me.
Right,
But I love helping out. But I'm not creative with food. But I love food.
Do you want some wine?
Are you guys drinking wine?
Yeah, I feel like you want to,
I'll have a glass of wine.
Listen. We are down.
Okay.
Mum has it ready, chilled. Okay. She just needed you to say yes.
All right. So I'm the enabler right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sounds very nice.
Okay, so you like ceviche.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place that you go for this ceviche? There's plenty of places.
Oh my God, that's really hard. That's like, what kind of guitar sound do you like?
It's hard. Come on, Max. It's food, it's grub.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be...
I mean, you know what? I went to the Shilton Firehouse the other day. They had a great ceviche.
They've got a new menu, actually, and it's apparently really amazing.
It's really, really good. They did good.
So you had a good ceviche there.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, are we on to
I think
mains?
We're on to mains, I think we're now on to home cooked.
So who's home cooked?
I think the main is going to be... I have this weird obsession with pork. There's this Swedish dish, which is... pan-fried pork with potatoes and like a creamy onion sauce.
What's the name of it?
Fläsk med löksås. It's really simple. It's pork with onion sauce.
And you haven't tried to make this. Who makes it very well?
Actually, my mother-in-law is amazing at it. Okay. And I think she would have to make it. Do you want to try it first? I'm trying to be all fancy here.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. All
right. I love Sancerre.
Yeah.
Mum, this is delish.
Thank you. Thanks, that's great.
Okay. The pink pickled eggs are very cute. I like them.
Thank you. They're pickled with beetroot and beetroot and mustard seeds.
Really nice.
Okay, I'm going to try it now.
Cheers.
Cheers.
L'chaim, what do you say in Sweden?
Skål.
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 There used to be a lager called Skål.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
This is really just a light lunch, so.
Okay.
How's the salad? Nice. This is what I'm going to
I like this
to
herb
make.
Salad. I like it. It's a good. It's
the
a
herb.
Good herb.
The herb salad.
It's really nice, Mum. I'm really enjoying this. This is exactly what I need. Lovely.
That's great.
It's very
really nice.
Nice.
The herbs are nice, aren't
good
they?
Good job. The herbs are nice. Yes.
So your mother-in-law does a really good
try it. I'm not going to say it.
It was. Something along the lines of
Fläsk med löksås.
I was quite good. Yeah. Fläsk med löksås. Mm-hmm. And then pudding. Are you a dessert kind of chap?
Not really.
Good.
Good, because you've got strawberries.
I love, ice cream is good.
Any particular ice cream?
So pudding. Is that what you say? Dessert is pudding?
Yeah. I love moosh.
What do you like? Yeah, what do you guys eat?
I'm mad about those moochies.
Mochi
that you get.
Mochi balls.
But you can buy
the ice creamy thingy with the rice.
It's like
thing.
Jelly.
Yeah, I
love those. I've started
That's
buying
a good idea.
Them.
I'll,
They're called Little Moons. You get them from Ocado.
You're going to put that as your...
Is that boring?
No, it's fine. It's just very interesting that... Okay, so we've kind of got a last supper there, Max mm-hmm. Martin. And what drink are you going to have?
I would probably have a white Bourgogne.
Okay. Mm. What is a white Bourgogne?
Like a...
White Burgundy.
Burgundy, sorry.
Chablis. Chablis a Burgundy? Yeah,
it could be, yeah. Oh, the cat is sort of...
Oh, Prince!
He was about...
Yeah, he's...
His name is Prince?
Yeah.
After... We saw Prince and we got him about a month later.
Nice. My favourite artist, by the way.
The greatest. Mm. Did you meet him?
I just met him. Oh, you mean, I didn't meet him.
And? Got a good Prince story? Because we all know about good Prince stories.
I'd love to say that I had like a 2 hours chat with him. I didn't. Okay. It was more of a friendly at a function kind of thing.
Was he well behaved?
He was very... He had a cane.
Okay, and brilliant.
Why?
Because it's Prince.
Yeah, he's allowed to do what the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. He was really nice. Had a really deep voice, I remember. I was really starstruck about,
I can imagine. Do you still get starstruck, or was that kind of the only person that you got starstruck with?
I mean, it's weird. I get starstruck. Maybe not so much in music anymore. It's more like if I meet if I get to meet like a football player. Prince?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus. Stop with the splits.
Letting the side down completely.
So footballers, you...
No, yeah, like, or any, like I met, there's this famous chef guy that I met.
Who?
The guy who had Färviken in Sweden.
There a chef's table?
See,
me
and names.
Is it like Noma? It's Noma in Sweden.
No, that's in Copenhagen. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But have you been there?
I have. I had ants.
Did you enjoy it?
Not my mother's sister,
aunts,
but the actual
aunts.
Yeah, the aunts.
We had young blood on this, and he took his whole crew out, and his tour manager really wanted to go, and he said it was fucking like fucking pagan ceremony. He said it was fucking weird, and I just wanted a fucking pint of beer
and a steak.
So he wasn't a fan, but I'm so intrigued by it. But this Swedish chef that you were talking about, was that a chef? How did you know about the Swedish chef?
So this restaurant that's just near my house called Babette, like the local place that we go to, he was sitting there. And I felt like, I want to, he's here, you know. So I guess I'm intrigued by all, you know, if you're really good at something, whatever it is, I guess I get a little starstruck. It doesn't have to be music.
Do you think you'd go into food? I mean, not cooking. I'm not expecting you to cook. But are you ever tempted to have your own restaurant? Because you love food so much.
My wife actually is co-owner of a restaurant.
Restaurateur.
Yeah, a restaurateur.
In Los Angeles or Stockholm?
In Chamonix.
Ooh.
In France, yeah. Why?
Because you go skiing.
Yeah, exactly. Why there? Why?
Why Chamonix?
Do you go skiing?
We've been going there for 20 years.
Do you ski?
I do.
I would have thought of you as a snowboarder.
Why?
The hair.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the kind of skier, I'm not awesome, but I like going when the weather's nice.
You black slope?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're pretty awesome.
I'm not a big off-piste kind of guy, but I like, here's what we do.
Okay.
We get out there,
Does Doris come too?
She does.
Okay. She's a good skier?
She's better than me.
Okay.
Let me tell you that. So we get up, not too early. Because that's the thing about skiing. Everybody has to get up like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a holiday.
Yeah, that's like, no. So we get out there like 10:30, 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the weather is obviously great. Because otherwise we wouldn't be there.
Otherwise it's freezing.
Yeah, and then you go for like, I don't know, 2 hours and then you have lunch. That's it.
And then you ski back home.
You know what, maybe I will go on holiday with you, Max, because I've always thought of it's quite arduous skiing.
What does arduous mean?
Like really hard work.
Right.
Doesn't
have to be.
It's like the whole
putting the bloody kitten caboodle on and like...
But it's when you're little and you have to carry your skis. It's right. a lot of effort. And it's
I also used to have a really weak ladder.
So you didn't have people carrying your skis for you, like I do? No,
but her aunt lives in I had a weak bladder.
So I had a jumpsuit, a ski suit, and a weak ladder. So I used to think pissing in the snow... Jess,
you were only five, darling.
I know. But, you know, it's triggering.
Wasn't 23.
Our challenge is, the big challenge of the day is getting from the restaurant, which is usually in the slope, back to the car. Because that's when there's been sans-air going on. Yeah. That's a
après-ski. Mm. Is that quite a big thing in your family?
Well, we do. We don't do it the Doobie Brothers cover band thing. We do it, we stay, so yeah, we have lunch and then we go home. It's not, and the lunch lasts for maybe 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah. And so did your wife start this restaurant out of this love of the kind of the après-ski meal?
There was a friend of ours who is a chef and he wanted to start his own thing and we talked to him and he's a great guy. His name is David. And so we put this thing together.
I guess this is quite an interesting one, the one that you ask everybody, Mum. Which song is he going to sing at karaoke of his own?
Oh.
Of your own? He can choose anybody, Jess. It's going to be...
Let's do two.
I think it's going to be Kiss. I think it's... Or a Prince song.
You know what? I have a weird... My favorite Prince song is Sometimes It Snows in April, which is like a deep cut on the parade.
Can you find that on the older?
That's a problem.
They probably don't have the words.
I can do it a cappella. But yeah. The people don't seem to like that. If I had to do one on my... Oh, Jesus. I had to pick a simple one.
Well, it could be like you're really drunk and you choose that one. You're really sad.
I have done I Want It That Way on karaoke once.
I understand that.
Yeah. Because it's kind of like, especially when you're drunk, there's like not that many. Especially in the beginning, it's easy.
Did you learn any of the dance routines at any of I your... Was just like, wondering. You know, everybody...
I did. I know them all.
Do you?
No.
Have you ever tried?
Well, there's one in the show that I like. In the end, when she does Roar, she does this thing.
Flippin' heck, I forgot you did Roar.
Roar. Yeah. That's his favorite song, Jessie.
Oh, it's a great song.
Really? Thank you.
My daughter and my son are obsessed with it.
Really?
You have to play it all the time.
It's very good for them to know how to kind of Roar. Yeah. Yeah, they're very, very good. Very good. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you.
So, for people that couldn't see that, Max was doing a dance routine from Anne Juliet that comes at the end of the show. So,
and I'm glad you had to explain that because it wasn't a pretty sight.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, well,
that is a bloody I always rated Katy Perry. She skipped through the whole of the MTV Awards, VMAs, maybe sung that song skipping.
Yeah,
she did.
It was very impressive.
Yeah.
It was kind of a whole boxer
She's an impressive girl.
Yeah. She's brilliant. Yeah. Last question, Max Martin. Do you have good table manners?
So by table manners, you mean like knowing how to...
Whatever your interpretation of table manners are.
Here's the thing. I think there's a reality.
Mm.
And then there's how I think I am. Mm-hmm. I think I do somewhat.
You do.
I don't think... I'm not sure my wife would agree, but I think I'm okay. I would say I'm not. I don't think I would be comfortable like dining with the queen, feeling like I got this. No, if I look at people's manners when table manners, I'm like I'm happy if you don't throw up on the table. Basically, you know what I'm saying. So there's quite a low bar.
So Max, I mean, you've got to get a flight.
Mm-hmm.
We've had you for an hour and a half. We could have chatted for longer, but honestly, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I've heard such good things about you, but you absolutely lived up to it. Max Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you
Help
for having
yourself
me.
If you'd like some.
you that was great. I love your food.
Do you?
Can I come back?
Yeah, you can, with pleasure.
Martin.
Hers almost as long as yours.
It was really delish, Mum.
Was it nice?
The eggs were really delightful.
Nice,
just tell
they?
The listener how you did them.
You boil beetroot with sugar and vinegar.
Yeah.
and mustard seeds. And you should put chili in, but I didn't think chili would go somehow. So I boiled it and then strained it and then put the eggs in and they colour. They turn pink.
So you carboil
and
the
they
eggs.
Take the they're slightly sweet, aren't they? They take the
really,
taste. Yeah.
Really good. Really enjoyed
it. I thought
them.
They look pretty with the salmon.
Super pretty. So you just leave them sitting in cold water.
Yeah. No. I hobbled the eggs.
Yeah.
Then I strained the beetroot juice and sat them in the beetroot juice. You can put them in a jar and they'll keep for a month.
Oh.
Yeah. Pickled eggs.
I don't think I've ever had a pickled
egg.
It's
not like
really
the same
it.
As the chip shop.
No, it was really good, yeah. Mum. Obviously, I loved speaking to Max Martin.
Of course you did.
I find it just fascinating. And it was very interesting him saying that actually this whole formula thing that the Swedes are always known for is complete codswallop.
Scandi pop.
Scandi pop. Liked him very much. Very nice man.
Very nice.
Anyone going to Chamonix that listens to us? Go and try out the restaurant. I really enjoyed the lunch.
Light lunch.
It was a very light lunch. So much so that I feel rather pissed.
But you didn't have that much drink. You had two half glasses, darling.
I had one glass.
Yeah.
Am I a lightweight now?
No, it's just lunchtime. It wasn't a massive meal, was it? I didn't do loads of roast potatoes, did I?
Anyway, we need to hear from you lot. What do you want to hear the guests talk about? We should put it to you. You've been listening for long enough. We've been doing this for a while. We're slightly pissed by the end of these episodes, so we don't. You know, we lose track, but we'd love to hear from you and see what you would like to know about our guests.
Jessie, I've just got to mention that when I went off to meet Hannah, our podcast was on BA.
Oh my God.
And I listened to Nigella and I thought, that's bloody good.
That was when we
I
were
did.
Professional.
Yeah, maybe we were better at it then, but it sounded very good.
Did you like the sound of your own voice, Mum?
Not really, but I like the sound of hers.
So if you've got any ideas, email us at hello@tablemannerspodcast.com and we'd love to hear from you. It doesn't even have to be a suggestion. We'd just like to hear from you. You're good fun.
Yes.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.